This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, it's Monday, 14th of May, and taking a look at one of the many stories we've got lined up, Uma. Of course, a lot of attention has been based towards, Putrajaya and all the developments that come with that. But also, many members of the press are staking out the hospital where Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim was warded. And this was after Tun Mahathir announced that that Anwar Ibrahim will be given a full and immediate pardon by the king.
Right. So before this, what we understood was that there was going to be a pardons board meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Apparently, that's been brought forward now to 11 a.m., right? So they're really moving quickly with this, even though there have been mixed reports. I mean, MP for R.C. Varasa had said that it's going to take weeks because the process is a long and drawn out one. And then I think a couple of days ago, Nurul Iza had come out and said, no, it could be as soon as Tuesday. And the thing is, I guess for the everyman like you and me, we have no idea what a pardons process entails. I mean,
we don't do them very often.
Well, I can't remember the last time, and I've been trying to Google and find out when the last time there was a royal pardon for anyone, and I couldn't find anything. So I'm going to keep looking. But yes, I mean, this is all new and uncharted territory for us.
Yeah, and of course, there have been all of these respective developments when it comes to, messages from Anwar Ibrahim's family in regards to his situation. And there's been a lot of mention about, where the constitution sits with regards to a royal pardon as well. And, for Anwar Ibrahim to able to be contesting an election, he needs to get that royal pardon. And this comes under Article 48 of the federal constitution. In his particular situation, the disqualification can only be lifted 5 years after he is released from prison, unless, as we mentioned, that royal pardon comes through.
Yeah, he needs to get a royal pardon, after which I'm assuming some PKR MP will step down from their post, could be Wan Azizah, and then he runs for a by-election. He has to win that by-election and then possibly get a position within the government that is suitable for a individual of his stature.
Right.
If it is indeed Wan Azizah who decides to step down, then maybe Anwar could be the deputy prime minister, because the deal was originally that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad holds the position of prime minister for 2 years and then hands it over to, yet again, uncharted territory, prime minister in waiting. We've never had one of those before.
Right.
To Anwar Ibrahim, right? Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, here's the thing. I mean, when we vote, I guess we come to a decision that maybe we want to vote for this party and we agree to their manifesto and a prime minister in waiting, right? But yet again, I'm always uncomfortable with the notion that something is a given.
Right.
Especially
as
a voter, right? I'm never happy with this notion that something is a given, that somehow this is someone's birthright or somehow they're automatically guaranteed that position. I think it really depends on the person. Well, and on the people in the rakyat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to find out more from constitutional lawyer New Sin Yu right after this to find out a little bit more about the pardons process. In the meantime, here's Bob Dylan with Saved on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition. We've been talking about the potential and expected release of Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. There's been a lot of speculation that tomorrow afternoon, the Federal Territories Pardon Board would potentially bring forward its meeting to 11 a.m. This is still to be confirmed. And, we won't be able to break this down for you properly. So we have constitutional lawyer New Sin Yu on the line right now to help us out. Sin Yu, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. Now, talk to us about the process involved when a king pardons someone. How does it work? Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's lawyers say it would take weeks, but his daughter Nurul Iza said that it can happen as early as tomorrow.
Okay, like most things in life, we can find the answers in the federal constitution. So Article 42 of the federal constitution, it provides that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong has the power to grant pardon for any offences committed in the federal territories and Labuan. And there are certain procedures that has to be followed as laid down in the federal constitution. How it starts is that a prisoner may petition to the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong after his conviction, and in determining each petition, the federal constitution provides for a pardons board, and this pardons board is presided by the Yang Di Pertuan Agong. There are other members of the pardons board, and these members include the Attorney General, the Minister responsible for federal territories, and three other members appointed by the Yang Di Pertuan Agong. And in this pardons board, their role and duty is to make recommendation to the Yang Di Pertuan Agong on whether or not to grant pardon. And making such recommendation, the pardons board will have to consider the written opinion of the Attorney General. And after consultation with the pardons board, the Yang Di Pertuan Agong, if he's satisfied, may pardon the prisoner.
You mentioned that the Attorney General's presence is needed when the pardon board convenes tomorrow, but he won't be around because, according to our Prime Minister, the current AG is on gardening leave at the moment.
Yes, at the moment the AG is on leave, whatever that means. But the AG's attendance is required in the pardons board. If the AG is not there, the pardons board cannot convene, because part of the requirements of the pardons board is that they must consider the written opinion of the Attorney General. But that being said, when the AG is indisposed, the Solicitor General can perform any of the duties and may exercise any of the powers of the Attorney General. So the pardons board can convene as long as the Solicitor General is present and the Solicitor General provides a written opinion of the whether to grant the pardon.
Senior, I wanted to ask, does a royal pardon also include erasing a convicted person's record?
No, it does not. There would still be a record of conviction. A royal pardon does not erase that. Mm. It simply changes the sentence or the penalty.
All right, so what does Anwar need to do once he's released and get back into politics? There are processes to follow, of course, but I think the general assumption among people is that it can happen quite quickly.
It can happen quite quickly, depending on how fast the events take place. Let me just explain a little bit what the government will need to do to get Anwar back as a member of parliament. Once Anwar receives a full pardon, or in legal terms, a free pardon, he is no longer disqualified from being a member of parliament. Under normal circumstances, a person who has been convicted and sentenced to imprisonment for more than a year or fined not less than RM2,000 is disqualified unless the person receives a free pardon. So once a free pardon is obtained, there is no longer any disqualification and Anwar can contest in any by-elections. A by-election can be triggered when an incumbent member of Dewan Rakyat resigns. And this member of Dewan Rakyat would have to notify the Speaker of his resignation, and the Speaker would have to then inform the Election Commission that there is a vacancy in the Dewan Rakyat. After that, the Election Commission will have to call for a by-election, and Anwar is free to contest as a candidate in that by-election. And if he wins, he will be a member of the Dewan Rakyat. So the time period, it can happen quite quickly, depending on how fast the Pakatan Harapan wants Anwar to be back in the Dewan Rakyat. Of course, it would require some time, maybe 2 months, until the by-election has to be called, because there would need to be a period for campaigning. A date needs to be set for the by-election.
Well, Sin Yu, thank you very much for joining us on the Evening Edition. You just heard from constitutional lawyer Niew Sin Yu with his thoughts on Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's royal pardon and its respective processes.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting few months because depending on how everything plays out, I mean, we could have a situation where we have mother, father, daughter all in parliament at the same time and all in government at the same time, which, of course, wow, that's the kind of thing we're trying to avoid, aren't we?
Well, there's more to look forward to for sure. In the meantime, here's some music by Lou Reed, I'm So Free. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.